Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today we have good news out of the state of New York. Today, Governor Kathy Hochul, of all people, signed a law finally addressing the squatter issue. It's not the perfect solution or anything like that, but it's a step in the right direction. She has done this post Ron DeSantis doing this in Florida. I've been asking for the New York State Legislature to do something about this, and it happened, so we're going to talk about it. We're going to celebrate a little bit, because there's nothing that I like better than giving credit where credit is in fact due. But before we get into that, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money, okay?
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th of this year, I will be at Mindsfest in Austin, Texas. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
Back to this breaking news, and the Seven on Your Side investigators getting results. Governor Hochul just signed a new bill a few moments ago that would make it more difficult for people to, quote unquote, squat in a home that does not belong to them.
Yeah, New York lawmakers took action this weekend, voted in favor of changing the law after a series of Seven on Your Side investigations.
And any investigation our Seven on Your Side team does is a great one. But when there's actual change happening because of it so quickly, it's just, it feels so good to see it. Dan, you've been working so hard on this, and new developments today.
Look, you got to give credit where credit is due to the ABC7 local affiliate here in New York, and to Dan in particular, because he got this done. We've seen issues related to squatters all over New York City, in fact, all over the country, and some places that you wouldn't even expect. But this guy getting that video of that man breaking into the home and the homeowner being arrested actually led to change within weeks, something that I thought would never happen because, again, a lot of this is rooted in a woke reform that was instituted in 2019. And even though this is a slight change, I mean, it would not have happened but for this man acting, just like the arrest in that case of Brian Rodriguez that we recently covered would not have happened but for him highlighting the story and getting the footage. So yeah, credit where credit is due to the ABC local affiliate. Now, in my channel, I did tell you guys to call the legislatures for the surrounding area of the person who ended up getting arrested for changing the locks in her own home. I would hope that maybe that had some impact as well, but in reality, in actuality, nothing proved more effective than the video of this playing out in real time and the fact that all the rules were on the side of the criminal. And if you guys don't remember, the homeowner was arrested. Let me cut to the clip right there.
So Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
Being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
This was despite the fact that she brought the legal deed to her property, and despite the fact that the guy, the suspect in this particular case, who was eventually arrested, Brian Rodriguez, had no lease or documentation to show the police. In fact, all he had was a bill, according to the local news report, for work that he did on the home that he broke into in the middle of the night, according to the neighbors.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
That's bills.
So when do you leave?
The way it ends is either she pays me my money that I put into the house, pay me the money, and I'll leave. Or send me to court, and we deal with the judge in court.
That he was trying to get paid by the homeowner, which, by the way, is a part of an extortion scheme, I am alleging, and it is alleged in court documents, for $18,000.
It is crazy. We launched our first squatter investigation right here in Mornings at 10 just a few weeks ago, and we're already seeing some pretty big changes. In just the past 5 days, our investigations led to an accused squatter getting criminally charged in court, and now lawmakers voted to change state law. Take a look.
Look, facts are facts. He should be smiling. He should be celebrating, because that's 100% true, because when this happened, the woman was going to be the one in trouble. She was the one who not only was going to lose her home to somebody who, by the way, violently barged in on her on video, but she was going to have to go through a lengthy civil eviction process. Unfortunately, she's still kind of in that situation right now, because you have these people that are claiming that they're subletting from Brian Rodriguez, so she's going to probably have to evict all of them. But this is definitely a step in the right direction. And again, I know I said it in the open, I know I'm going to say it again for the third time, but Dan definitely gets the credit for it. 100%. Without that footage, none of this would have been happening. Without the outrageous nature of that, of seeing a woman being arrested for changing the locks on her dead mother's home while somebody was stealing it from her, and the law siding with the thief, we would not have this change.
Announce the results.
Eyes 102, nose 43.
The bill is passed.
Over the weekend, both the state assembly...
The bill is passed.
...and the state senate passed the new bill. It's a small change lawmakers say will have a big impact.
A huge impact on so many people who are suffering through squatting scenarios.
They voted to change the state's property law, stating a tenant shall not include a squatter. They say it will make it easier for police to intervene in cases when someone enters a home without permission or legal paperwork, instead of having to take them to housing court.
Now, look, we've covered this story a lot in the state and in the city of New York. We actually did a response video to the majority report recently saying that there are no laws to protect squatters, even though adverse protection statutes exist all the way back to England. They exist in every state in the union.
There's no, like, actual, like, squatters' rights in New York, at least.
They voted to change the state's property law, stating a tenant shall not include a squatter.
And, of course, they were being applied right here, and they fearmonger. They said, listen, this is going to be utilized to throw all these different tenants out. They're going to change the law, make it in favor of the corporate landlords that are just going to take advantage of this situation, and we can't have that. We have to defend the squatters because, honestly, these people who inherit property from a dead relative, they're the scum of the earth, and they deserve to have the law completely work against them because they dared to have a mother or father that passed away, and we can't have that. But look at what happened right here. This is a small change. In fact, this is an even smaller change than the proposed bills that we were talking about earlier, where they were trying to extend the period from 30 days to 45 days, which, by the way, was an insanely moderate position to take, and that's the state legislature that they're going to bring on a little bit later. But also, we just have the law saying clearly that it does not apply to squatters, so that way the tenants' rights don't go to squatters, which you wouldn't need to do if this wasn't happening. So when Matt Binder said there are no squatters protections, there are just tenant protections, now that is clarified in the law in terms of this, so he should be in favor of it. He should be celebrating it. He should come out and say, I was wrong. I was incorrect. I was not even close. I'm an absolute buffoon and total doof. And now I have been corrected by the New York State Legislature because now it's in the law that it should not include squatters. Are we going to get that retraction from the majority report? Are we going to get that apology from them? Absolutely not. Obviously not.
If we don't voice these issues like this in the news, then none of this may have ever elevated to being a part of the New York State budget just 3 weeks after the reporting you did here.
We've reported on numerous cases of accused squatters, including one that was criminally charged last week in Queens. After our reports, at least four lawmakers filed anti-squatting legislation, which led to a last-minute compromise over the weekend.
So not only did this segment from the local ABC affiliate here in New York City change New York state law for the better, but it actually changed Florida state law. Because remember, Ron DeSantis was citing all these different various instances across the country. And on top of that, apparently we have a bill that was put forward that I believe is signed right now by Brian Kemp, but last I checked, it was actually pending a signature in Georgia to also address this issue. So this report had far-reaching effects in places before New York State acted. And again, we just got to give credit where credit is due. Although I will say, Danny Boy, he's kind of bragging a little bit where he's going to ask the legislator guy. He's going to say, hey, who did this? Who's the mastermind behind all this? Who deserves the credit?
What do you think it is that pushed this over the edge? This was added in the last few days.
Yeah, that's right. It was the fact that people reacted. It was the fact that this got international attention. It was the fact that people out there, even in my audience, I'm sure some of you called and sent emails to the government officials that were highlighted in my particular video, that ended up leading to this being added just 3 weeks after this particular segment. But again, it all boils down to this local video. It all boils down to the local news acting and people reacting to that action to make this happen. And it's absolutely wonderful for this to actually occur. It's absolutely wonderful to find out that even in New York State, even in deep blue New York State, where they have to make minor tweaks to bail reform law to make it more sensible, that something good can get done if you apply the appropriate amount of pressure, that somebody is going to actually respond. And by the way, you have a lot more impact on your local government, so this is more true than you actually know if you put the pressure on. I'm sure it didn't even take that many phone calls for these legislators to actually act based on their constituents saying that they had a problem with this. This is because a lot of people have this innate feeling about fairness, about justice, and this is clearly and obviously an instance of injustice. And all these lefty talking points about these innocent angel Aladdins who are just stealing a home in order to feed their starving family, it's nonsensical. These are extortion schemes. First and foremost, this is the most obvious thing that we see time and time again. These people come into the homes, they demand a settlement, they use the process because the process is the punishment against the property owner, and that has been working for a very long time in the city and in the state of New York. Remember, we talked about an incident, and I keep highlighting it because it's so absurd, where somebody actually was unloading groceries, a legal tenant in an apartment building. A man rushes up because the key's in the lock, pulls the key out, locks the person out of their own home that they are renting, and then before the police get there in order to make an arrest, he writes his name on the mailbox, and it took 3 years to evict that person, and that's before the additional protections for tenants that happen. That's before they added all this stuff where you have a right to representation, so you don't even have to pay for a lawyer while you're extorting these landlords, while you're extorting these homeowners, while you're even extorting these renters in that particular case for money in order to get out of the property. So yeah, this is a very good sign. Again, it's minimal. There should be some specific changes to New York City law because the idea that you become a tenant after 30 days still needs to change. But the fact that they're making the distinction in statewide law should have some downstream effects and should be able to break some of these cases that don't seem to actually go in the way that they should go based on the fact that these people are not legal tenants. Remember, that special action where you're required to file a court filing in order to get somebody out, that extends the process beyond the 30 days in New York City. So even in these cases, like the woman who was arrested, who found the squatter before the 30-day time period, the fact that she has to go through the process of filing a form and getting a court date ended up making it so all of those tenant rights applied. They should still extend that threshold. I'm not saying a crazy lengthy amount of time beyond the 30 days, but this also is just a good solution, making it clear at the statewide level that all of these protections are not to apply. The free attorney, all of that stuff, to somebody who does not have any legal right to be there.
I have the new state law right here, and since the governor signed it, it means it can go into effect immediately. So that means police can start using it in cases throughout the state of New York.
So what does change right now?
Well, as of right now, if someone moves into your home, a stranger in the middle of the night with any lease or claim to your property, police can arrest them possibly for trespassing instead of having to take them through housing court.
So right there, he does point out that the police can act in this situation. They can arrest somebody for trespassing, which is a good thing. But I do want to point out that one of the things that doesn't appear to be addressed is the forged documents element of this. So what needs to happen is we need some kind of system to verify these documents in order for the police to be able to act, because you could still end up in a situation where if they have a realistic looking lease or realistic enough looking lease that you could still end up in this, it's a civil matter kind of thing. But at least in instances like the Brian Rodriguez one, where it's under 30 days, it's a clear and obvious instance of breaking an entry and trespassing, you can have the police act, or at least there's the potential for police to act without having to go through the housing court system, which is good. It is a positive change. It's not the full change that we need, but it's a step in the right direction, and that's why I'm so positive about this story,
which has been happening for the last 3 years.
So they're immediately out of your house. This is not a tenant who overstayed his or her welcome, who didn't pay rent. This is somebody, a random person who went into your home and started living there. You can get them out.
Yeah, because the number one question everyone asks me is, why can't you arrest them for trespassing? Mm-hmm. But since someone says if they're a squatter, they say, I'm a tenant here for 30 days. Once police heard the word tenant, they'd automatically, by law, have to send you to housing court.
So again, like I said, this is a very positive spin from ABC News, but I will say there are certain ways around this. But the fact that before, if you say the word tenant, the police have to say it's a civil matter and don't intervene, and that's how the law was written, even if you're squatting, obviously is creating a scenario where you end up in a bunch of different issues, and at least some of those cases are going to be addressed. Now, they actually bring up the Flores case that we talked about on this channel previously, and unfortunately, this is not going to alleviate the issues associated with that.
So that will no longer happen.
There's another case
that you brought us originally, that home that was an inheritance, it was a $2 million dream home in Queens. That case is still playing out in courts. How will this law affect that?
It'll be in court later this week. It probably won't affect it that much because that case is much more complicated. And the person who was accused of squatting lived and worked for the former homeowner who passed away.
Previous relationship.
Right. So that's not a clear-cut squatter case that would not be affected by the state law. But the second case that we'd reported on where the woman was in handcuffs at the end of the day, that could this law could have had implications of that case immediately.
So yeah, we actually talked about some of the updates to that particular case in Douglaston that is not going to be affected. It was called an inheritance of a home case. That's not actually true. They bought the home. But essentially what Flores is alleging in his court documents, which I have obtained and I have covered briefly for you and I have to do a full video on it, is that because he had this previous relationship with the previous owner where he was the in-home caretaker. Remember, I talked about this and said that this was alleged before because I didn't have confirmation of it, but it appears that ABC7 is saying that that's actually real and he was living rent-free. He should be able to continue to live rent-free even after the homeowner sold the property. But it actually gets even more interesting in that particular case because he's now making the claim that the people who were buying the home essentially encouraged him to stay in there with the promise that they were going to pay him $140,000 to drive away other buyers in order to drive down the price of said home from $2.8 million or $2.7 million to $2 million flat. Now, based on my knowledge of New York neighborhoods and that neighborhood in particular, I don't think you were actually ever, even if it was listed, going to get the $2.8 million price tag for that particular home. So I find this to be a little bit dubious. But in those particular court documents, because all of these tend to be some kind of variation of extortion schemes, and even if they're not per se extortion schemes, they seem to require some kind of a payoff in order to get the unwanted tenant out. It appears that they offered, according to Flores, him $40,000, but he wanted $140,000, and now he's suing for punitive damages on top of that $140,000 for $2.8 million, which is more than the value of the home that was actually paid for, and an additional $420,000, because essentially he's making the case that these people defamed him by going to the news, and they had this spoken agreement that was not written down. And honestly, I find the situation to be incredibly dubious, but to be fair, it is more complicated and more convoluted than we thought. Now, there's also the issue of them saying that he has the windows open, he's running the air conditioner, and all these other things in order to drive up the electric bill. To me, that indicates that this is more in line with an extortion scheme, but we don't know how this originally started other than the fact that he was, in fact, the in-home carer person, so that actually is still going to have to be adjudicated in court. And again, it's not a perfect solution or anything like that. I don't agree with that argument that because you live there as an in-home care person rent-free, that you get to continue to do that after that person sells the home and after that person dies. But whatever, that's what's being argued out in court. But for the basic cases where somebody comes in 30 days and it's a clear and obvious instance of squatting, the police can intervene in those cases. So I'll keep you updated on the Flores instance. We'll go over that. And honestly, if I'm completely wrong and it is proven out in court that these people were working together in order to drive down the price of the home and they're both bad people, then I will make a retraction for that particular case. Although I've got to be perfectly honest, I read the court documents and there's some other things that I find to be incredibly suspicious that I will bring to you in a separate video. But overall, New York State, they did a good thing. They actually did a good thing. Governor Kathy Hochul, who was recently defending the fact that people who dismembered bodies were let out without any bail, that they weren't remanded to custody, actually signed a good law, although it's the New York State budget, so I'm sure there was 2,700 things that are absolutely terrible in it. So we got to give credit where credit is due. But I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. As usual, if you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on the social media, support me with the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about New York actually making a change for the better, shockingly. Till next time.